Open your mind.
Okay.
Open your mind. Then there's a lot of you, there's a lot of you that are going to have memories of this. If you went night clubbing, pun intended, it is the incomparable, irrepressible, unimitatable Grace Jones.
Well, after all of that, you know, I tell you, we will have a great time tonight.
Yeah.
Are we moving furniture?
Well.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Somewhat.
Slave to the rhythm. You, be right back.
If you have that ultra modern furniture, then it will suit.
Slave to the rhythm.
Stop the air.
That's Grace Jones, Slave to the Rhythm. Hey, we're slave back. To the Monday rhythm. Night Madness. Oh. WB here along with the professor.
All right.
Pop culture, Mr. Elroy Boyd III. Yes. Now, Mr. Boyd, Professor Boyd, rather,
yes,
may I say. Or Professor Pop Culture.
Okay.
I know.
Her greatest hit. That one. Mm-hmm.
What was it about her appeal that drew so many? Because she extremely popular, extremely.
We have to first remember that Jones, first and foremost, before the movies and the music, was a model. And she was signed.
Turn on your camera.
Oh, thank you. She was signed to the Wilhelmina Modeling Agency.
Okay.
Back in the 70s. And the other thing is, you know, we have to remember the time that she exploded. She exploded during the decadent 1970s. Now, it was so funny that Grace kind of came in towards the end of the decadent 70s, the end of disco, you know, in that area, but in that era, but she was a representation of the culture, the Studio 54 nightlife, okay? The drugs, the sex, the disco music, all of that, okay? And when the 80s came in and all of that was sort of dying down, she kind of had to adjust her style a little bit, but went kind of new wave and funky. Now, the Europeans were the first to notice it, WB, when she was in Europe. No, actually before she was in Europe, when she was in school in New York, because she was born in Jamaica, suffered extreme, physical abuse, by her grandfather, which I believe is largely the result of why she is the way she is, to this very day. And I can go further with that. But it was a professor who noticed that her looks were striking and talked her into becoming a model. And she made it over to Paris, where she was determined to get work as a model. And when she was over there, they told her, it was amazing the racism she encountered in Paris. They said to her, you know, you will never get work in this town, and black models are fantasy, you know. And she, that drove her, and, you know, she said, you're going to eat those words, and it happened. And she worked for great big fashion houses, you know, over there. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll come back with more of that, because I still want to know, because she was, like you said, denied,
yes,
and then discriminated against.
She never gave up.
Okay, we want to talk about other end. What broke the mold? I mean, how did she break that mold? How did she break through that ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after this. This is Monday Night Madness with yours truly, WB, and the Professor
Bob Culture.
Yes, him. Yeah, I've seen that face before.
daring eyes chill me to the sa chambre, Joël et sa valise, on regarde sur tes frames, sur les murs des photos, sans regret, sans mélodie. La porte est claquée, Joël est barré.
that album, Private Life. Pull up to the bumper, baby. It's Grace Jones. And this is Monday Night Madness. Hey, we just hanging out here. Oh man.
That was a controversial single.
Oh, yes, it was. As a matter of fact, I was thinking throughout the song, how big did that song get? Because I saw it on commercials, you saw it on TV, and it was quite controversial. But how, oh my God, I bet the sales were enormous. The sales had to be enormous.
It was remixed several times, and it was huge, of course, in the dance world, you know. But you had a very unique, groundbreaking music video that went with it. The song was ranked number 8 among the top 10 tracks of 1981 by New Musical Express. Number 84 in the 200 greatest dance songs of all time, as according to Rolling Stone magazine. I mean, you know.
So like I thought. Oh my. You know, until you put this together, I had forgotten all about that, but I'm having a good time.
Okay.
I am. Okay. You know, I was a little reluctant at first. However, but the, ever popular, before the last, couple of songs, I said, what was that? Because she just started hitting brick wall against brick wall.
Right.
A brick wall or let's go and try to get to the ceiling. Couldn't quite.
What was the biggest break?
The break, yeah.
When she signed on with Wilhelmina Modeling Agency in Paris in 1970. Now, for the next 7 years, from 1970 to 77, she will do the catwalk. She will work for Yves Saint Laurent Fashion House. Okay, she will have spreads in Elle magazine, Vogue magazine. She will work for Claude Montana. I mean, she will be at the top. WB, this woman shared an apartment with Jerry Hall. Okay, and at one time, get this, Jerry Hall and Jessica Lange and her were roommates.
Amazing.
So she was accepted into that top tier world, which is very interesting considering a different time and also how dark her skin was, but she had something her in.
Ooh, someone had the vision and says, hey, and said, no, you guys are running away from something that's really a gem here.
Right.
You know, because of your racist attitudes and things of that nature. But who was the first? Do you know who was really the one that says, okay, no, you can do this, and made that introduction?
I don't know the modeling world, but in music. See, this is the thing about Jones. She was in the right place at the right time. Being in the fashion world, a producer or an A&R exec, someone high at Island Records spotted her and said to her on a whim, you could be our next breakout artist. You could be our next new artist. Not even knowing if she could sing. And they signed her. Yes.
Oh.
Based on her striking presence, her beauty, and with the, symmetrical flat top natural hairdo, okay, and her designer clothes, and just the essence that she radiated. I mean, this woman just radiates an aura, an essence that's just indescribable. And of course, she's shocking, and she is not afraid to shock. She has a legendary temper. We will talk about that. A legendary temper with men. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, see, you know, with all of that to say that she is very much an interesting personality.
It sounds like it. Mm. Yeah. You know, something out of that conversation just now, or that, the information you just provided, mm-hmm. one thing just kept emanating out of that. Hmm. And, confidence.
Mm-hmm.
She had that.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, abundance of it. But you went back to say, hey, they wanted to sign her to a record label, did not yes. even knowing that she could sing.
Yes.
So, she must have exuded that confidence that
absolutely.
Others believed in her also.
Oh, yes. Of
wow. Back. Oh, how do we pronounce this, Professor?
La Vie en Rose.
La Vie en Rose. Yep.
The standard. Mm.
Be right back. Monday Night Madness.
Just stop.
Chris Jones, La Vie en Rose.
Red wine.
Red wine. It's definitely French.
Mm-hmm. Or Life in Pink.
So I'm going to take it that she was big in the UK or in Europe before she even... Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, it, in France.
That's amazing.
Yes, France is sort of like an adopted place for her.
Right, right.
Yes.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm still, it was, had to be, like you said, she got so many no's in the very beginning, but was something that helped her to break through.
It's that charisma. It's that charisma.
Charisma.
Something. That's just it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it is, and it does emanate, or it's an energy, you know, that you put out. It's an energy that you put out, you know, and there's a difference between cockiness and confidence.
Absolutely.
Huge, right?
Yes.
And I choose the latter.
And yes, you choose the latter. She had both. She has both.
Okay. Okay, I can compromise on that. Well, yeah, would you have to have it? You have to have that confidence before you can.
Cockiness, yes.
Oh, yeah. It's just like Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence, he was not lacking that at all. And neither is Grace Jones.
No.
Oh, my. Hey, this is Monday Night Madness, everyone. Hey, continue to check us out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know what we do. 90% of the time, it has something involving music. And just like, I'm going to go back to last night, Sunday Night Gold. And we had the pleasure of playing a couple of songs by Mr. Vail Omar.
Okay, I missed that part. Yeah.
Yes.
I came in, I think, on the second hour.
Oh, my God. What a great show it was.
Yeah.
What a great show. Well, Mr. Vail Omar, I've adopted him as part of the family here now.
Oh, right.
Because this gentleman, just a great, great singer, performer, and he's basically, I think he is in Georgia right now. And this gentleman... And I've played quite a few of his songs on this network before.
Oh, yeah.
And he sounds, I mean, good gracious, you would think, close your eyes, you think it's Sam Cooke.
Mm.
You know, then we've got Derek the Change Man Smith.
Of course.
Okay, a.k.a. Deacon Otis Wicknine.
And
yeah, absolutely. Tell it like it is. Studio W, man.
And don't miss the Deacon Otis Wicknine News. O-N-N.
O-N-N.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, I tell you something else. He has a show every day on this network called the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show.
The Morning Show. How's that going?
Oh, my goodness. Love it.
Uh-huh.
It's great. We're going to also add probably another time slot for it because it's 11 a.m. Right here on the network. And see, a lot of people, they may be at work at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
So we're going to adjust that. I'm thinking about doing that.
Okay.
As well.
All right.
So anyway, that's the Get Up to Get Down Morning Show Monday through Friday. You talk about music, comedy, entertainment. At the highest. So, anyway, that's a couple of things that's going on here on Studio W. Guys, just stay tuned. There's more to come. A lot of great music. This is Monday Night Madness.
Yes.
We're showcasing tonight none other than
Grace
Jones. And this is called Demolition Man.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
This is like MTV era here, 1980.
Oh my goodness.
Remember that robotic move she did with this?
Well, like you said, charisma. I'll give her that.
Fly through the tracks and the train. of your picking. You say that this wasn't in your plan. Don't mess around with the demolition man. I'm a walking nightmare and not so full of doom. I feel frustrated as I walk into the room. I'm a three-line fit. I'm the sort of insane man. I'm a walking disaster. I'm a demolition man.
One, it's called Private Life.
Correct.
Yeah. And I'm going straight through to the next one.
Okay.
William's Blood. I'm not sure about that title. No. Okay. Anyway. See you after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Monday Night Madness. WB and the Professor Pop Culture.
Okay on TV, but you can be turned off. Your marriage is a tragedy, but it's not my concern. I'm very superficial. I hate everything official. Your private life, drama, baby. You've made a desperate appeal, now save your breath. Attachment to obligation, regret shit that's so wet. And your sex life complications are not my fascination. Private life, trouble, baby,
Little baby,
changed my mind.
Are you ready?
I didn't expect that. Yes, I want to back up 1 second too. I just want to say, I'm sorry. Okay. Man, because that's why, you know.
For some of you out there, he was interested because the song is called William's Blood. So
at first I wasn't William's Blood. I didn't know how to take it at first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But then I heard what it was all about. And then, but not only that, the music.
Yeah.
Boy, that was a jam.
Yes, it was a jam, and you know, she had a very, to say rough childhood is an understatement, to be abused by both the grandfather and her father. You know, and it's very interesting. She got flack in her adult life for her choices of relationships, but it makes sense if you knew of her father and her grandfather. So it really makes a lot of sense. Her brother is a Pentecostal minister following in the footsteps of her father. He is a Pentecostal minister in the Church of God in Christ, or mm-hmm. Kojic, mm-hmm. Noel Jones, who some of you may remember from the television show. It was the Bravo television show, Preachers of L.A.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That was about 10 years ago. God, it's I cannot believe it's been that long. I know, right? Yes.
I used to watch it, and I
me too.
And sometimes I had to switch to something else. I'm saying, oh no, no. Anyway, that song, then before that, Private Life. You know what I'm amazed about? There's so many of her songs that I haven't heard before, but that one, you're going to hear it again. I think I might have to put that in the rotation.
Some things about the last three that we played, if you don't mind me, and then I'll be quiet.
Please.
Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Was written by Sting. Okay. The Police were going to cut it, but she cut it first, and then the Police later did their version. Okay. So that's by Sting. Private Life, written by Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders.
Haven't heard that in a while.
Okay.
The Pretenders, yeah.
Okay. And Williams Blood, co-written by Grace Jones along with, hold on to your seat, Jazz, hold on to yours, Wendy and Lisa of The Revolution. That's why it's a jam, William.
Oh,
That's why.
I was jamming to it, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, now, this next song, I'm not sure whether I uploaded the right one. Love Unlimited. Okay.
Doesn't look like it.
It doesn't look like the right song, huh? Okay. Love Unlimited.